Amen.
You want to thank God first for his presence, being in the midst of this assembly.
Amen.
We thank you for not thinking it robbery to come out to the house and pray. I don't know about you, but I want to pray. I want to pray also for children's church right now.
Amen.
People like Angie and those people who are helping Angie.
Amen.
She's back there in the midst, but look where we are. We are here.
Amen.
And we need to pray that some of this transcends back there.
Yes.
Somebody say worship experience.
Worship experience.
Worship is experience, and worship is to be experienced. We thank God I had some preliminaries. I forgot all about it. Thank you. might also come to realize that we can have Christmas all the time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. This particular scripture, actually, the setting of it falls in between the two testaments. You know, the New Testament and the Old Testament, but what you might not realize is that in between the two testaments, there was a lot of time that went by. Some might say over 400 years. Over 400 years had passed since the last time God had spoken. Can you imagine not hearing from God for over 400 years? Can you imagine not really having church? You know, church ain't church until God speaks.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
You say, what's wrong? The songs make us feel good, but when God talks,
amen,
that's what we came to hear.
Amen.
And if you could just believe that I'm God's spokesman, I got a word for you.
Thank you, God.
Now, over 400 years, I don't know how long those folks might live, but that might be one or two generations. Since God has said anything, and now they're looking for him to return. But more so than that, they're just looking for a message from him. Over 400 years. Should I say 400 years?
400 years.
I want to talk about, first of all, in this particular pericope of scripture, I want to talk about first the character of the scripture. I want to talk about the content of the scripture. And I want to talk about the countenance of the scripture. Y'all already taking notes. I ain't come here to take them. I just come to help somebody. Again, we're going to talk about the character of the scripture, the content of the scripture, and the countenance of the scripture. First, the character. You know, we're talking about a king. Are y'all with me? Notice, first of all, who this message came to. This message didn't come to the high class folk. It didn't come to the scribes nor the Pharisees. This message was not first brought to those of high family. Are y'all still with me? This message did not come to the high status kind of folk, the rich, nor did it come to the famous, but it came to shepherds. Did you think that's it? What you don't know about shepherds is, shepherds in that day, they will look down the folk. Y'all with me? Shepherds had a nickname, and they were called dirt people. You know, they were people of color. You think about the names for people who call you names, and they didn't like you. You think about all the other names. They called these people dirt people because they were in the dirt of somebody. This was not a high class type of position, but they walked around dirty sheep all day. Dumb sheep. Sheep that use the bathroom anywhere. They walk from dog and dirt. Y'all think I'm helping. This is a dirty occupation, but notice that the gospel message was first brought to dirty folk. Come on. Yeah.
bunch of those high-class folks. You know, maybe God ain't showing up in your life because it's your time, man.
Don't mean that much until you broke down. how you doing?
On the side of the road. Have you ever been broke down?
Yeah.
On the side road of my world.
Steve!
15 was wrapped in a burlap sack.
Uh-huh.
Swaddling clothes, what you need to know, is nothing but rags.
That's right, Pat.
They got a piece of cloth from this, and a piece of cloth from that, and a piece of cloth from that. And I'm going to tell you, it didn't smell. Lord, it was dirty, it was dusty. Father had some dog on it. This is how our Savior chose to come into this world.
Amen.
Order in my spirit. Should I say what? I'm so glad you asked. No, he was born in a stinking stable. Right where the pigs and the swine and the donkeys and the horses and the cows said come. He was born around some doo-doo.
Amen,
Pastor. Oh, I'm being nice right now.
Amen, Pastor.
You got the picture all wrong. Why did he choose to be born into a mess? Because he had to come where we were. Oh, let me bring it a little closer home. You know, I give a very guy to talk about your pastor.
his head is, you can't change me.
Come on now.
Don't need to be changed.
Meek as a stubborn. What are you going to say? Meek as a stubborn. That's what I'm saying.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. This is why I say, don't tell the old story. Amen. If somebody's supposed to be crazy, somebody come out of your own mouth.
That's right.
I think I can't. Different blood type of you. The reason that's the case is because Yes.
Thank you.